I speak some Bas. I try to speak in Slovenian. Okay, I try to speak slowly because. Okay, how do you
mean? Okay. Let's turn to the first chapter of Acts.
Hello, Sapata, Kumpi, Kaka, Chumpuk Mui.
Chapter 1, verse 8 through verse 11.
And we'll say until
8, 9, 10, and 11. Yeah.
Kumpi kaka, chumpuk mui, khao kam bay la ho, da khao kam mui na. So ma lu kama bon, ma am ha. Ha jay ma tu sa phong nai ba.
Amen. The New Testament church is God's witness to the world. Of Jesus Christ. Of His coming. Of His power. Of His death. Of His resurrection. And most of all, we are a witness to testify that Jesus Christ is coming again. Jesus is coming back. The apostles were told, why are you standing looking up into heaven? This same Jesus that you have seen go up into heaven is going to come back down from heaven. We are going to see Jesus with our eyes. We are going to behold our King. We can rejoice together in that hope. And we can endure all things with that sure knowledge. In the Thessalonian letter, chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians,
16.
Actually, I'm sorry. Let's back up. Let's do read 13 all the way through
17. chóng ai nè pro miền thật đăng vì phụ nè đã lên đuôi được hào lý kê trái nè đã đoàn miền ca thuộc tuổi cô chứ nè ai tiết đại miền sống hơn bắt qua dưới chữ thả rèn vì xu và sự cốt rộng chân vô la vinh hài nụ trân chữ thả rèn trung nguồn mốt ông nè đã lên đuôi được nông rèn vì xu và bán mô kì mùi được rộng tài bắt dưới khi ông prác mục nè đã đoàn miền tác rèn vật tu nơi prea ông chá tu chí nè thả dương đánh quân nơi chuộc đỏ rác đọc prea ông chá chí ngộ nụ dương nâng tên môn cụ đẹp đại bà đề dụng tờ hào lực tì rụ prea ông chá trung nâng dương cho tí sinh hà xu ngộ đòi xây bằng quốc mươi prea ọ đem miên tư xâm lê bằng hàn tì bà đá nâng trái rộng prea tòng nụ cụ sạc cho nông prea kri nâng rùa làm bình chì môn mà họ vua chứa rộng kì đại phục công tài vô nữ có nâng mang lưỡi quan được nông bọc bọc chì môn kì nè kẹp họ đã bây ai mang chút chung nâng prea ông chạc nơi nghe ạc cả nhá nụ chứa gần nơi chì môn nâng prea ông chạc chìa tò rạp tờ.
Amen. We believe that Jesus Christ is coming again. And the Word of God tells us what is going to happen when He comes. As believers, we do not have sorrow like unbelievers do. When our loved ones die, we are sad. But we are not overcome with sorrow. Because we know that we will see them again. Here the apostle writes and he says that we are not going to be sorrowing like those in the world. Because we believe that if Jesus died and rose again, then He is coming again, and when He comes, He will bring with Him those who have died. Verse 16 tells us that Jesus is going to appear. He's going to descend from heaven. There's going to be a loud shout. The archangel is going to speak. There is going to be the sound of the trump of God. And in that day, the dead in Christ are going to rise out of their graves. This is a description of the coming of our Savior. There are those who say Jesus is not coming back. There are those who say that our hope is in vain.
It's empty.
2 Peter chapter
3.
Verse
3
and
4. Tại vì bay bốn ho bay bay cả buồn.
Tao sẽ tay sờ dao khi mẹ con chia một để ra lắc. Lần tao bị khu kẻ được cho hình tư lúc lúc kia khó. Nơi tay vào tay, đâu chỉ khi ẩm năng lúc cây đi một tay.
They may laugh all that they want.
Laugh? Scoff. saying where is the scoffers, last days scoffers.
Then they ask, where is the promise of his coming? They may say Jesus is not coming back. One day follows another, and every day the same things happen again. They may say the earth will continue forever. People will live and people will die. They will say there is no resurrection. We will say that we are of the truth. We will say the whole world lies in wickedness. The whole world is wrong. Because we know that our Savior is coming. Now someone read verse 9 and verse 10. Jesus Christ is coming in a time when the world least expects him.
I pray to Christ through my GMO, I throw my men,
this world is going to be burned up. But before that happens, this world will be judged.
And
for the elect of God, that judgment is not something to fear. We see a description of that day of judgment in Matthew
25.
Jesus tells us that in that day, the king is going to sit upon his throne. Jesus Christ is going to sit on the throne of his judgment. And in verse 34, we hear what he says to his elect, his sheep. We do not fear this day of judgment. Because to us the judge is going to say, come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. All that we have spoken of these 2 days, the revelation of God's Word, the sovereignty of a holy God, the electing or choosing love of God, before the foundation of the world. God's effectual calling by His Spirit. and the revelation of truth through the preaching of the gospel. All point to this glorious day. All point to this wonderful day. When Jesus Christ is going to say, "Come, inherit a kingdom." A kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world. In that day of judgment, there are some who have right to be afraid. There are those for whom Christ did not die. Those whom God did not love. Those who are left in their sinful condition. And it is them to whom this judge speaks. In verse 41, he says to them, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Yes, Jesus Christ is coming again. And to us who wait for Him, to us who look for Him, that coming is our great hope. Remember the scripture from Acts chapter 17 that we read yesterday. God commands all men everywhere to repent. Because He has appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He has appointed. Yes, Jesus is coming again. In that day, we will be made like Him. John says we don't know how we will appear. But we know that when He appears, we are going to be like Him. This is our hope. This is why we as a church live our lives together, committed to serving God, sacrificing self. We live our lives in hope of a risen and reigning Savior returning again. Remember, Jesus Christ, we're not waiting for Him to reign, to rule, to be king. Jesus is already king. He already reigns. He is coming again. And all of the world that now hates Him will acknowledge Him as king.
Amen.
In the Philippian letter, Philippians chapter 2, verse 8.
to verse 11. 8 through 11.
Chapter 2, verse 8 to 11.
Philippians 2, 8 through 11.
Không, bây giờ ta đã mùi. Đừng click bắt ta hâu. Mà ở lần nào bố mà khởi sự bằng tầng cầm tiền episode, is it?
Philippians.
Philippians, phần bây giờ, đọc mùi.
Chapter 2.
Yes.
8 through 11.
Bạn nhớ Andrew nhớ không? Phần bây giờ đọc mùi.
Amen.
Every knee is going to bow before him. Every tongue is going to say Jesus is Lord. God is going to have his glory. What is the purpose for which God made the world? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Why did he create them? For his glory alone. For his pleasure. He is going to fulfill his desire. Every tongue is going to confess. He is Lord. He is Lord. To God's glory. What a blessing it is that today we are gathered together. From different parts of this world. Together saying, Hallelujah, He is Lord. Together we are saying, Hallelujah, He is Lord. We can worship together now. And we will worship together in that day. And forever and forever and ever. In eternity. Yes, Jesus is coming again. I am so thankful for your faithful witness here. We are thankful to your for your commitment to God's word. Study his word. In the book of Acts, we read of a church at a place called Berea. It is said that those people at Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica. They were better than those at Thessalonica. Because they searched the scriptures daily.
Because they searched the scriptures daily.
to see whether the things they were taught were so. You each have your yellow books that were printed. Included in those books are many scriptural references. Pointing you to much scripture to read and study. To understand from God's word the message that we have presented. Read those books. But read your Bible. Understand God's truth for us. And then share that truth with everyone who will hear it. I know that many of you traveled great distances to be here. We are thankful for your devotion. And for your labor. Pastor Jamie and I will not see many of you again this trip. It may be that some of you we will never see again in this life. But we will see every one of you again one day. We thank you. We pray God's blessing upon each of you. We pray that He will bless His churches in Cambodia. And all over this earth. Let us pray together. Almighty Heavenly Father, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessing of worshiping you. For the gift of your word. Which teaches us your will in our lives. Which tells us of your great power. And of your great love. Father, we thank you that you loved us. That you did everything necessary to bring us to you. Father, though we were working to try to separate ourselves from you, you sent your Son Jesus to die for us. You redeemed us by His blood. Father, you sent your Holy Spirit into our hearts, giving us life, making us call upon you. Father, we thank you that you've revealed your word to us. Father, I ask for each one of your people here today that you would make us see the value of your word. That you would show us your power. that you would enable us to share your word with others. That they with us may be able to call upon you to worship you, as we know one day we will all behold you with our eyes. We will worship you in perfection, praising you forever. Father, we thank you for these pastors and servants here today. We ask that you would be with each one as we leave this place. That you would protect us and give us safe travel. Tomorrow, as we stand before your people and preach your word, Father, we ask that you would attend the word with your power. Magnify your name in all the earth. In Jesus' holy name we ask. Amen.